So welcome back to the Inside the Orange podcast, the podcast that talks about understanding the people around us. So this is a solo episode today, which I haven't done now for nearly 2 years. So there's probably going to be a little bit of ring rust with this episode, and bear with me, but we're going to get it through together. Today we're going to be talking about the start of our epic journey in 2023, our Walk for Autism 2023, where we're covering 365 miles over the year in the case of 12 separate marathon-esque style walks. And I'll get to that later on about what it is and what we're doing, and again discuss what we did yesterday in the first one for January. Before then, I'm going to talk to you about what's been going on with us recently. So I interviewed some fantastic people last year, and I'll talk you through some of those episodes, some that have already come out and been available to listen to, and some that will be coming out in the next few weeks and months. So I took a little bit of a break last year. Changing jobs was very, very different for me, a different experience. And I found myself having a little bit less time to podcast, which is why it went a little bit on the back burner. I've spoke to most of my guests now that I did interview last year and explained the kind of gap and the absence. And as far as we are at time of recording today, everyone's happy for their episode to come out. So when you listen to the episode, they were recorded last year in the summer. So again, if you're looking at some of their work and thinking, hang on, it's a little bit skewed, a little bit out of date, it is because obviously it's just took a little bit of time for us to get these episodes back out into the world. And that's the life of podcasting, really, sometimes when you think you've got a lot of time, and then that time comes away from you, and very, very quickly a week turns into a month, and it is a bit more difficult. So it's been great, though. So talking about the season four, we started the season with my friend Team Goddo, who we just had a little bit of a discussion, debrief, shall you say, about what we did last year in terms of the Walk for Autism 2022 and how we're getting on with that. Goddo was sat in a beautiful place in Malta at the time, and I was sat at my desk, and he had this beautiful scenery around him. And yeah, it was a very jealous conversation from looking at what he had in his beautiful Maltese sunshine. We interviewed Chrissy Humphrey. She was a great guest that met me through LinkedIn, and we had a bit of a discussion about what she was going to bring. And I really advise you, everyone, to go and have a little listen to that episode, because that was quite a strong episode, really, and quite important for a lot of people to probably hear. So that is an especially important episode from this season. Our friends who supported us massively during the walk from the Watford perspective, from the Watford podcast, Do Not Scratch Your Eyes, we had a little chat with them in the summer, and that was a nice little bit of taste of football. I always like to try and get Watford into a conversation anyhow way possible during my podcasting. So having them on the podcast was such a great thing. We talked about the love of the game, where their podcast came from, and obviously a little bit of trivia each way from supporting the teams over the years. And most recently, as of last week, we had Ben Pearson. Ben, I met at the Autism Hero Awards last year on the Anna Kennedy Online, which he is an ambassador for. And you may recognise Ben has recently been on Dragon's Den talking about his clothing brand. And what we did was we had an absolutely amazing story from Ben of where he's been to where he's come to, and where he continues to continue to shine and develop in the future. So if you do get a chance to listen to Ben's episode, it is a very, very powerful episode. There's a lot in it, but have a listen, and absolutely tells a story of the guy who has got such an amazing life story to tell. So go back and have a listen to that. In the next few weeks, we should be having a couple more podcasts come out around these. So these will come and feature as the additional ones throughout the when we've done the walks, just as something you can go back and have a listen to. So we've also got, as I say, the interviews. Out next week is the interview I did with Find Your Voice, Change Your Life podcast host, Dr. Dory Downing, who talks about the ability to find your voice, no matter what profession, no matter what degree of level you are in a business. She's had clients all over the world who have had to have support with being able to bring their authentic voice into the world. So we have a great chat with Dr. Doreen about that. And again, she's got a book out. So have a little listen to that episode as it comes out next week. And the following from that, we'll have an interview with another person that I met at the Autism Hero Awards, Angus Baskerville, who is a magician and is recently been traveling over the world and doing loads of events. And he talks about how magic really supported him in his life development and with autism and understanding himself and how magic was such a great thing for him to find to be able to express himself. Following that, we've got some guests such as Steve Gamlin, Larry Robertson, to kind of have a catch up with and offering different bits of insights from their differing worlds. And we'll also have some of these podcasts interjected throughout the season just to talk about the Walks for Autism 2023. So to talk about the Walk for Autism 2023, let's go back to last year. So when we completed our epic 81-mile walk, which actually turned into about 85-mile walk, when we completed that, everyone asked the same question. What's next? How do you top that? How do you do that? Now, this year's walk is slightly different, but it's under the same kind of guise, and it's still under Walk for Autism, and it's still the idea of challenging walks throughout the year. So we thought, and I've got to be honest, when we finished the walk last year, my feet took quite a battering from it all. So it was a very, very simple and honest conversation with my family at home about how do we do it, but how do we do it safely? Because as much as I want to make sure that we do these big challenges and they are quite substantial, they're not ever to be at the detriment of our health, safety or well-being. So we have to make sure that we are 100% sure and our families are right behind us with this. So that is why we came up this year with the 365-mile walk, but over 12 months. So what we are doing and that the kind of strategy of the walk is that we are going to be walking the equivalent of every day of the year. However, rather than do 1 mile a day, we thought we'd do it a little bit inside the Orange charity walk style normal setup, which is a challenging walk. So we are taking the number of days in the month. So for January, we know that's 31 days, and we are creating a 31-mile walk for January. And in February will be 28 miles, March will be 31, April 30, and so on throughout the calendar year. So we thought, yeah, this is a way. And the beauty of this is we're going to be able to do them in different locations. We're going to be able to have different sites and see different bits and pieces, but it will be safe. The other part of it is they will be 4 weeks apart. So they are aimed for the last Saturday of every month. So again, at least 4 weeks apart. So the last Saturday of every month, we will be doing our Walk for Autism. So what does that look like and what have we done about it and why are we doing it? So again, we talk about autism a lot through the backbone of the podcast, and we always have. And we're going to continue to work and support the Anna Kennedy Online Autism Charity. Anna was such a fantastic help, support and motivation last year. And ever since we kind of started talking to her on the podcast a couple of seasons ago, but probably over a year ago, 18 months, a year ago, that we talked to Anna about her when she had her petition for change for who will look after my sons when I'm no longer around. And I just want to continue working with people that do have that message that actually I want to support and help. Now, Anna's charity obviously is about helping raise awareness and helping autistic people and their families. And really, Anna's such a great kind of point where people do go to. She's such an open person. You can go to and ask her about her experiences, and she's been an absolutely fantastic person to work with alongside this. So we thought of no one else. We're not changing it. We're going to keep going with Anna Kennedy Online as who we're walking for. So my son was diagnosed with autism at 2.5, and that's why really it's always been the backbone of the podcast, because having my son born with autism, it's kind of made me and his mum have to find ways to be able to communicate better and to make understanding people a bit better, which is where the basis of the podcast comes from. And I have to be honest here that looking through the world through my son's eyes and seeing what he sees and kind of looking at my son, I actually got to a point where I was looking at myself for diagnosis of something that I think I've been for a long time. So I looked at my son, and again, there's a lot of traits that my son has that I kind of recognized in myself growing up. And then obviously speaking to my family, I think they've recognized it too. So for the last 2 years, we've been looking at an autism diagnosis, which was confirmed to me late last year following a lengthy process with my GP and with people around. So this year was kind of important to talk about that, and I wanted to kind of raise kind of awareness for myself and talk about it as much as I can now, not only from a father, but as I say, as I've looked back and kind of looked through my life, I found out that there is the autism in myself, and I'm going to continue to talk about it. It was very interesting yesterday on my first walk. I walked with a friend of mine who knows me, and he said, yeah, I'll come and do a bit of walk with you, which, before I say anything else, the most fantastic thing ever is when someone turns around to you who maybe has an awareness of autism, understands what it is, may have a couple of people in their wider family or friend group that may have some of autism. When someone who doesn't have it in their kind of everyday life, when someone says they want to come and support that is what this is about as well, because we spent some time talking. He asked some questions about autism and about our experiences of it, and as both myself now and as a parent. But actually, it was during the walk that I did actually disclose to Peter that I did actually have autism. So it was quite important for us to kind of have that conversation as a friend. And again, it was something that, again, not something I held out for. We just talked about it, and again, it naturally came up. So that's why I thought, well, what better time to talk about it? So getting into to yesterday. So again, I'm sat here today, and I'm so happy that I have got a relatively working body from yesterday. I've got a few blisters, let's be honest, we can't avoid blisters, but actually we've come through relatively unscathed, apart from a little bit of a sore back and a bit of tight areas, which unfortunately, when you're getting closer to 40, unfortunately, that is something that is more gonna happen no matter what happens in your life. You know, you're gonna wake up the next morning and something's gonna hurt if you've done a little bit of exercise, or you know, something that the day before that you've done. So I'm sitting here quite unscathed, so I thought, what better day than to sit here the day after and talk about what we did and what happened yesterday. So we are I will also make sure that there is a link in the show notes to be able to support. So there is a GoFundMe page up. It is called A Mile a Day, sort of, by myself on GoFundMe, but again, I'll share a link to that, and that'll all be in the show notes of how you can support. So yesterday was the first one, and yeah, it was interesting, because I didn't want to go out before yesterday too much and overtrain. I didn't want to just be doing my kind of training videos, and I'd literally done the walk I was going to be doing. So this was my first test now in 7 months. Since we finished in May, 7-8 months, I think, yeah. What was really interesting was, obviously, since Christmas, house full of food. Yeah, you know, I'm a little bit less in shape than I was when I did last year's walk. So that was another challenge that I had going into it as well, was obviously, oh, you know, your fitness levels, are they going to be what they were from last year? Let's have a look. So we started at 6 o'clock yesterday morning. Again, we are going to be starting these walks early, just because we don't want to be walking too much out of the dark when we're tired, if you like. You know, we want light on our side when we need it, and especially these winter months, they will be a lot more. Maybe in the summer months, we might be able to do a bit more later starts, but especially in these early months, we want to be back really before we lose too much daylight. So We're up at six. I get a plan on these routes on a thing called Footpath, which is a fantastic little app that you can use. Again, not promoting them. There are plenty of probably apps that you can get yourself around and use with, but Footpath is the one that I choose and I like to use. And we plan this route. Now, Footpath last year didn't let me down in terms of footpaths and routes, and we were quite road-based, but I thought, we've had some road closures around here, and I thought, oh, I've got to do something, I've got to move the route around a little bit. And when I looked at it yesterday, and got to places, I actually found how much mud and how many fields we had to walk through, which is a little bit kind of dangerous at 6 o'clock in the morning when you haven't got a lot of light out, and you're kind of falling down rabbit holes and getting stuck in mud patches and all sorts. So it was a very interesting start to the walk, I must admit, and we did manage to get through. But yeah, it was very interesting in that early part of the walk just to experience stuff. And then, as I say, Peter walked with me for the whole day, really. So it was nice to have someone to just kind of talk to and to chat. And again, we had some beautiful scenes. So yesterday's walk was around Milton Keynes, so it's somewhere local enough for me to walk around and somewhere that I know. So we managed to walk through. We walked down the Grand Union Canal, which was fantastic. Gave a little wave to my in-laws who do live on a narrowboat on the canal, so that was always good. Give them a little wave. Didn't get a cup of coffee thrown across the canal because I was on the other side of the towpath, unfortunately. Would have been nice to get that little coffee thrown over to me, and you know, but yeah, I don't blame my mother-in-law too much on that one. But yeah, that was nice to see them, and again, beautiful sights. Tried to take a picture of a heron on the canal, and by the time I got my phone out, and obviously my big clumpy boots were walking towards it, it was having none of it, flew away. So I was trying to get some nice pictures and things for the Instagram and the Facebook, but unfortunately, it just didn't happen. And I ended up, not getting a lot of pictures yesterday, but it was nice to be talking about it. I've got a nice bright high viz that's got Walk for Awesome 2023 on the back, only because I want people to kind of see what we're doing. And again, I know autism affects so many people in this world, and again, locally. So you want to make sure people can see what you're doing. And I at one point during the walk, we were actually stopped by someone whose family it has autism in it. And yeah, it was nice to just have a little quick chat with them about what was their kind of experiences, and we talked about what we were doing. And you know, that is why that makes that really a nice moment, when you can kind of connect with people who are actually who you're trying to help, I suppose, or you're trying to support is probably the better way of putting it. So yeah, so it was nice to have experiences where people are kind of telling you about their life experiences and what's going on with them. So it was really important. We, as I say, we saw the fantastic sights of Milton Keynes. For everyone who doesn't know Milton Keynes, it is, as people tell me whenever I say that I'm from near Milton Keynes, they'll always say to me, is that the place with the loads of roundabouts? And yes, I can confirm there are loads of roundabouts, but there's more to Milton Keynes than that. And yeah, walking past the old style concrete cows and through places like Willen Lake, the centre, up to the old industry places like Wolverton, where you've got the old style townhouses, you know, some really, really good sights yesterday. So yeah, so I mean, for January, it was always going to be the introductory walk, probably the one that I needed to test myself more than anything else on, really. So it was really important for me to make sure that, yep, this is achievable, and again, wake up in the morning and not be too blistered and damaged, ready to go again in February. So February, for people who live in the UK, will be a Bedfordshire-based walk. We've got one, so we've got St Albans, we're looking at Oxford, we're looking at Hertfordshire, we're looking at Northamptonshire. There's lots of different places and routes we're trying to get. So if you do want to try and get joined in, again, it doesn't have to be with us, it can be virtually. If you start walking at the same time and you want to do a share to us and let us know you're doing it at the same time, that would be awesome. You know, anything you want to do that helps support us through this. Like I said at the beginning, there is a GoFundMe page. It is called A Mile a Day, sort of. So it's a 365 miles, and it will be held every last Saturday of every month. So it'll be February 25th that will be the next walk. And that will be a Bedfordshire-based walk. And yeah, we will be doing the same thing again, where we are just walking around and we're going to video bits of our day and just try and get as many people with us to join and just be part of the day as we are. Please make sure you go online and do their support. Please check out Anna Kennedy online and follow their work on Facebook and Instagrams and things, Twitter. Just please make sure you're supporting us through this next bit. So you can contact us or you can find us on Facebook. It's Inside the Orange Podcast. Twitter, which is Orange Watts, so Orange WHATS. And you can find us on the Inside the Orange Instagram page. You'll see videos and bits and pieces and stories from the walks. As we come out of the winter months, we are also going to be wearing our Born Anxious wear again. So we will be dressed in the brand from these guys. Fantastic brand as well. Check them out. I always put them in the podcast show notes. And again, when I haven't got to have 25 million layers on and I can start walking around in their fantastic clothing, which is obviously label free and able to be worn. So it's a really good brand and I will be wearing their fantastic clothes. They were the ones last year, the brand that gave us the Walk for Autism 2022 t-shirts that we model and the hoodies I think we modeled very well, me and Goddo. And also let's talk about Mr. Goddo. So yeah, it is semi kind of independent walks this year. I mean, as I say, people are happy to join in. I know he's got his marathons going on. I know he's going to be fundraising as he always does. I'm trying to see if we can get our times to align so he gets on a walk, because I know how much his enthusiasm was really good to see for people last year, and it was good for me to have as I went through these walks. So again, he may seem like he's missing from the early walks, but it doesn't mean that he might not be there at some point, so just keep an eye out. And again, anyone who listens to this, anyone who is local enough to do it, then by all means join in, come and give us a wave, you know, come and walk for 500 yards. It's always welcome, we'd always like that. But as I say, for today, keep following, keep supporting, as I say, keep following the podcast, keep listening, fantastic guests coming up soon, and keep listening to these little specials talking about Walk for Autism 2023 for Anna Kennedy Online, 365 miles, 12 walks. Let's do it together. Thanks, guys. Goodbye and take care.